when the neighbor starts screaming at you, you know.
No, they don't scream. They don't scream.
No. So those.
Do you want to tell them what happened on the last time I tried to join?
Well, it all fell apart when Big Fatty joined. So there were
blame
four
it on
of
the
us.
Old people. Blame
there were four
it on
of
the
us.
Old people.
Yes. And my computer just froze right up.
Yeah, it was we lost the whole thing. The whole,
I don't think it had much to do with the computer, actually.
Well, we were all pretty, geschwingled.
We were all. See how Hendrik, see how it works, Hendrik? Like, we were all geschwingled. All of us were. See how
I
we
was
get
nervous.
Involved? See how we get all.
Unless you were talking about the tourists in your house, mm-hmm. I don't know who you're referring to.
Okay.
Because I left sober.
That's too bad. I'm sorry you missed out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It all fell apart when Big Fatty joined.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1995. Of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of September 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, we got all kinds of things. Big Fatty, you've got a list. I'm so impressed.
I'm impressed too.
Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Bacon Bits, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Bacon Bits today because, well, Big Fatty, don't spoil the surprise. Well, I can't tell them why they're Bacon Bits. And Big Fatty, let's just get right to it then. Maybe we'll start off with a B-flat. What do you think? Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 16th of September, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, and it's somebody that probably doesn't listen to the BFO on a regular basis, but probably gets to hear bits and pieces from every now and then, y'all, and this person is... related to our most regular caller, Big Fatty. Is it Fiber One? No, it's not Fiber One. But our most regular caller, Miss Bacon, y'all. It is little Bacon Bits. Big Fatty. That's why everybody's Bacon Bits. It's true. So y'all, it is Sydney. Sydney Bacon, and y'all, I saw on the Twitty that Miss Bacon was out buying balloons and cake and all kinds of decorations and giftettes and everything. Big Fatty, it sounds like it's going to be a big day for little Bacon Bits. It certainly does. So, y'all, if you see Miss Bacon on the Face Space or the Twitty, or if you see Bacon Bits, y'all just pass along celebration of exiting of the birth canal wishes. And Big Fatty, I just know there's going to be at least four pieces of cake. How do you know four? Because a cake has four corners, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all went to the Villa Mailbox, and y'all, there was a can there, and y'all, it appears to be from that Princess Hannah, And I say that because she sent me a message saying, oh, did you get my card? And so, y'all, I'm assuming. And plus, it's her return address. Big Fatty, you uncanny grasp for the obvious. And, y'all, it's taped up like the skull did it with all this scotch tape on it. And, y'all, that worries me. It always worries me that it might be full of glitter. Big Fatty! But we'll just have to... We'll just have to open it carefully. Big Fatty, how do you open it carefully with all that tape on it? Well, I don't know, but here we go. Here we go. Big Fatty, be careful now. Be careful. Be very careful. All right, I don't see any glitter falling out. So anyway, it says, be as gentle with yourself. Y'all, it's got a picture of a feather. A feather on the front. Be as gentle with yourself, Big Fatty, as Big Fatty. Look at that. That's cute. And as you would. What does that say? As you would with the leather whip, and a gentleman caller, Big Fatty. And it says, just a little something for the escape vehicle. It says, you got something you really like, and that is bacon. So have fun with it, Princess Hannah and the Boy Genius. Big Fatty! And y'all, it's one of those air fresheners for the car. And it's, y'all, it's bacon. It's Bafrin. And it's Dr. Crinkles, and y'all, you just hang it up in there, and it says, I'm delicious. Big Fatty, we love bacon. It's true. And Princess Hannah and Boy Genius, thank you so much for the card and for the air freshener. Big Fatty, that the car needs it, especially after you having all that gas. Well, we don't need to talk about that. And y'all, then I got home from the coal mine on two ice ages, and y'all, there was a box sitting at the door. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess it, y'all, and it's a big box, and y'all, I've been told to expect this, and y'all, this is from that Casey in Denver. Big Fatty, where does he live? I think he probably lives in Denver. Oh, okay. And he's said to be on the lookout for something, so y'all, we're gonna open this up. Big, there's a letter. Jesus. There's a letter here, and it's like, Harry Potter, we are at the Taste of Colorado event this past Labor Day. Excuse me, we were at the Taste of Colorado event this past Labor Day weekend and found this surprise. If you purchased the scratch-off tickets, you got the bacon cups, perfect for a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes on the porch. The tickets are actually scratch and sniff, so be sure to note the bacon aroma. The duct tape was for when you moved and needed to pack boxes, but sadly, I am way late for that. Perhaps you can use it for restraining a gentleman caller instead. Cheers and hugs, Casey in Denver and Mr. Man, Big Fatty. So y'all, we're gonna open this up, and we'll see what's in here. Big Fatty, I think they just, oh, look at this. Oh, y'all, there's all kinds of stuff in here. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's exactly what he said. Oh, it's exactly what he said. Y'all, it is making bacon. I gotta turn on the light. Yes, Big Fatty. Making bacon scratch offs. It's bacon scent. Oh, it does. It has a hickory. It has a hickory smoke smell. And y'all, we went up to $4,000. And y'all, if you find the bacon symbol in the play area, you win the prize show. And you find a pig symbol, you win four times the prize shown. And we went up to $4,000. Well, all right, we'll do those. And y'all, I think there's, how many are here? Two. Four, six. We got six. Big Fatty, that's only one vowel off from sex. And y'all, then there are these, they're kind of, they're not really paper cups, but they're, were they plastic? They're plastic cups. And it's, y'all, it's from the Colorado Lottery. And you, I guess you got a cup every time you bought a ticket. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what it said in the letter. And so I got six plastic Colorado Lottery cups. Y'all, and there's bacon on there. There's bacon. and bacon on the outside of it. And you know, then the masking tape, the duct tape, is bacon, and it says "I heart bacon," and the heart is made from an egg. Big Fatty, this is exciting. It is exciting. It is indeed exciting. And Casey in Denver and Mr. Man and Princess Hannah and Boy Genius, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we always like to think of others at this time of year when the elderly need to be checked on. And it's true. And I appreciate you checking on me. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy
pair. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we've received an e-letter. We've received an e-letter from that Patty Bacon, and it says, Olay, Big Fatty. And, yo, that's hello spelled backwards. Yes, Big Fatty. It says, Bacon here. Patty, not the other one. But I am exactly 1 week older than her, and I am also straight. I'm getting very concerned. I noticed that you released show number 1989 today. Y'all, I've had this for about a week or more. And you already have three more in the can. From Pride 48, you are quickly closing in on BFO2K. Are you prepared? Big Fatty, are you prepared? Are hard copies of the first 1992 little shows backed up on the floppy disk? You can't count on the cloud. You know, anytime anything approaches 2K, you need to be ready for disaster. I still have a basement full of canned food and 5-gallon jugs of water I bought at the Sam's Price Co. Club in 1999. Cue the Axe Big Fatty music. Big Fatty, you better do it, she said, to cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Patty Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. And Patty Bacon says, Big Fatty, what, if anything, did you do to prepare for Y2K 15 years ago? And what exactly are you doing to prepare for BFO2K? Best. And then she says, my least favorite closing ever, but using it today, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. These are excellent questions. Excellent questions. And first of all, you bring up a good point. A week from today, next Wednesday, is BFO 2K. And y'all, that'll be episode number 2000. And you know that I mean. Yes, Big Fatty, you're two-thirds done. We can hardly wait. But anyway, for Y2K, I thought it was all kind of silly. I thought about the only thing that that might go amok would be like your electronics, you know, your TiVo or your VRC or something like that. But y'all, it really didn't do anything. And to get ready for BFO2K, I'm yes, Big Fatty, you're pulling out gin like the rest of us. That's what you're doing. It's true. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, did you hear that the Howdy Do Pancakes is over. It's kaput. It's squashed. It is burnt and thrown in the trash. Yes, Big Fatty, we miss pancakes already. But y'all, don't fear not. Fear not, because, Earl, no, not Earl, Ed, And Ed and y'all, they've come up with new names. Okay, it's not Calvin and JR anymore. It's Ed and Hugh. Is that right? Is it Hugh? I don't know. It was nah, the Hugh's not right. Hugh's not right. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, they've come up with new names, and they have a new little show, and it's called To Say the Least. Now, y'all, there's going to be a little bit of confusion in this, because there's already a little show over there at the iTunes, over at the iTunes, called To Say the Least. But it's not the one that is the quiz program. Y'all, you can subscribe. They've already got an episode out, and you can subscribe to y'all. And I've got to see if I can find the www so you just gonna have your Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Anyway, I got this last night, and no, that's Twitter. Well, maybe it's under Twitter, I don't know. Big Fatty. Anyway, no, I don't see it. But y'all, it's something like you can write to say the least podcast at gmail.com. I think that's it. Or just write to hellowaffles@gmail.com, and they'll tell you what the www is. But I think it's something like you can't find it in the iTunes. You have to go in under the iTunes and hit search for podcast or something like that. And then you put in the http://, and you have to put that in the www, and it's like to say the least. Y'all, I don't remember what it is. Big man, you're such a help for everybody that wants to subscribe to it. But anyway, y'all, go over there and listen. And it's Ed, and I don't know if it may be Hugh, but I thought, well, you know, we'll just change that to no, it's Hank. It's Hank because I thought, well, instead of Hank, I'll call Hank Hunk, or I'll call him Skank, Betty, or Hanky, you know, like Mr. Hanky. And then Hank said he was going to call Eddie Ruxpin. Big Fatty. And I suggest they just change their names on every episode. Big Fatty, it sounds like a novel idea. I wish I could change my name on every episode. Anyway, y'all, let me just see if I can get that information here for you just real quick. What's the name of it? To Say the Least. To say the least, and y'all, it doesn't have any information here. So, oh, wait a minute, here we go. Let's just see here. Here it is. To say the least podcast.podbean.com/feed. Oh. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll put that in the show notes for y'all to listen to Ed and Hank. Big Fatty, I just can't imagine people not using their real names. I can't either. But you can go over there and subscribe and listen to their first little show. Y'all, I think it's going to be vulgar. I think it's going to be Big Fatty. Everything's vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Turnipin and Urban Guy T.O. and Hendrick. And y'all, they did a little show a while back. And Turnipin, what did you think of my explanation of Hank?
It all fell apart when Big Fatty joined.
Oh, and the same thing with Ed. Fell apart.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.